Philippians 2:14 tells us, "Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life." Welcome to Keeping Jesus in the Classroom. I'm Missy Jenkins. I'm a wife, mom, teacher, and Jesus-loving brown-eyed girl. This podcast is created for teachers who want to shine for Jesus. Join me as we look for ways to keep him in our classroom all year. Hey friends, welcome back to episode 4. I have a couple of questions for you. Do things ever just not go your way? Do you ever make great plans, look at every detail, make sure everything's going to run smoothly, only to have everything fall apart in your face? I'm sure we can all give a huge yes to these questions. And when these things happen, it is so easy to get frustrated and complain because things didn't go our way. But Philippians 2:14 tells us to do everything without grumbling or arguing. And I'm pretty sure that includes when we're frustrated when things don't go our way. The last part of that verse says that when we refrain from grumbling and complaining, we will shine like stars in the sky. Well, friends, I'll admit that I have done my share of grumbling and complaining over the years, but I've found that it seldom makes any situation better. One thing that can really frustrate me quickly is technology. Technology is fabulous. It's all around us. My phone is amazing. I can text. I've got social media. I can make phone calls. I can even crank my car from my phone. This thing is amazing when it works, which I can't really complain. My phone works pretty well most of the time. My issue usually is at home with my Wi-Fi. I can get in a huff pretty quickly if my Wi-Fi doesn't work. I will have planned a certain amount of time that I'm going to get on the computer, work on my blog, or work on something for school. And when I get on there, no Wi-Fi. So I'm unplugging cords, plugging in cords, stomping around like a crazy person, trying to get it fixed, which is ridiculous because I should just move on. I shouldn't get so upset about that kind of thing. But I do, and I'm not proud of that, but I do let technology frustrate me. So, last week at school, we were all getting our rooms ready because our school starts on Monday, and our math teachers got new smart boards. If you have a smart board, you know that thing is fabulous. We've had our smart boards for, I don't know, I think maybe close to 10 years, and I use that thing every day. I love my smart board. Since we've had them so long, technology has, you know, grown by leaps and bounds since then. So we're probably pretty behind the times. So our math teachers got new smart boards. They get to go first. I'm sure later, hopefully, all of us will get them. But we'll hope they get all the kinks worked out before that. But anyway, they got their new smart boards on Thursday. Okay, cutting it a little close, but they got them on Thursday. Everyone worked hard to get them hooked up, get them ready to go. But my sweet little friend across the hall was having issues with hers. It just wouldn't do what she wanted it to. So her frustration level was growing throughout the day. At one point, I really didn't know how upset she was, so I just asked her if she was okay, and she got all teary-eyed. I felt terrible. Went to her room, tried to see what I could do, which wasn't much. So I did offer her half of my candy bar. I mean, I do what I can. Anyway, apparently candy bars don't cure technology issues, because later that day when I went over to check on her, she was not just teary-eyed, but she was really having a meltdown. The tears, the anger, the frustration, the grumbling, all of it. She had just had it. We start school on Monday. This is Friday afternoon. You know, she's ready to go home. She's done all these plans, and now nothing's going her way. So instead of all of us coming into her room and having a little powwow and complaining about everything, everyone came together to see what we could do to help her, to help fix the situation. Making phone calls to find out what we could do. She ran to Walmart to get a new cord. Everything that could possibly be done was being done without all the frustration. So I feel like I got to witness some really amazing women truly shine for Jesus because they were following Philippians 2:14. They weren't complaining. Well, now let me back up a little bit. Maybe we did complain a little because we're human. And, you know, when you're frustrated, you got to complain. But it only lasted a second. The mission was to get her smart board working so that she could start school on Monday, so that she could go home on Friday afternoon and relax, have a good weekend, knowing that when she got to work on Monday, everything was going to be ready. Now, we could have left at noon on Friday. If you were ready, you were welcome to leave at noon. Well, no one left at noon. We were all still working. 2 o'clock, she's still frustrated. We could have left at 3 o'clock. Everyone stayed till after 5 o'clock, till her computer was the way she wanted it. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen. I loved the way that everyone put their own needs aside to help a friend. And that's what it's all about. No one really got to witness that. Our students weren't there to see that. But I saw it. And I know they all the women that were in there felt it. We worked together. Now, I won't say I did a whole lot. But I was moral support. I'll say that. I was moral support. So I hope that maybe I learned a lesson. That maybe next time I get frustrated with the technology, I will just take a deep breath. Step back. And instead of getting frustrated, slowly walk through unplugging and plugging in and waiting for the internet to work. Hopefully I learned an important lesson this weekend. Anyway, I know many of us are starting school on Monday, and no matter how well we think we are prepared for that first day back to school, we all know there are going to be some issues. Some things aren't going to go as we plan them. So we have to prepare now in advance to be determined to face each issue with a positive attitude. Keeping a good attitude may not fix the issue, but we will have the opportunity to shine for Jesus. And the most important thing to remember is that we are there for the students, and their attitudes are going to directly reflect, their attitudes are going to be a direct reflection of ours. So if we keep a good attitude, then hopefully they will have good attitudes. I know I'm very excited to head back to school tomorrow and meet my new students, and I am so thankful for a job that I love. I hope you are as well. It's going to be a fabulous year, so let's shine for Jesus and let's be the light.